fans of rugby and art are bound to find a live art installation in Auckland this weekend fascinating. Over the 2.5 hours, 8 rugby players will be tied together with rope, recreating one half of an interlocking scrum with lighting and sound effects to create the feeling of being in a rugby stadium. Similar pieces have been performed in other cities, including Shanghai, Venice and Melbourne, and the audiences are invited to watch for free at the Auckland Town Hall this Saturday. The piece called Still Lives Auckland is by artists Luke George and Daniel Cock or Coke? Cock? Yeah. They were encouraged to tackle the project here. Oh, Vic, stop with the puns. In Auckland by producer Nisha Madden, who is with us in the Tamaki Makaurau Auckland studio. Morning, Nisha.
Kia ora.
With one of the participants, former player, although always a comeback opportunity, Alice. Come on. Never officially retired. Former player, sports journalist and Women in Rugby Aotearoa trustee Alice Soper, who's with me in Whanganui Atara, Wellington studio. Good morning to you.
Kia ora.
Nisha, how did you get involved with this project?
Oh, I was actually touring my own work, a live art theatre work called Working on My Night Moves to the Rising Festival in Melbourne, which is their big arts festival, with my collaborator and co-producer Julia Croft. And Daniel and Luke were doing a Melbourne version of Still Lives in the same festival, and that's where we found it. And what they were doing at that time is they were working with 5 gender and culturally diverse AFL footy players, and they tied them and suspended them in the NGV gallery, and thousands of people came out to see this because, of course, footy is such a religion in Melbourne. Having just moved there, I really need to get on to picking my team. We saw the very last moments of it, and we just found it so monumental and incredible, and it was just kind of like, it wasn't too far from there to go, this would be really great in Aotearoa with rugby players, and we invited them to think about that, and they took us up on it.
Look, as an installation, it's not unusual to have humans involved in installation, but we'll talk about the physics of packing a scrum with Alice in a moment. We can talk about the laws, actually, the refereeing laws of packing a scrum. It's how on earth do you design this as an artist in a way that's physically achievable for the players? What went into it, Nisha?
Yeah, well, the artists have been working with this style of rope for, I think, 10 years now, so they've learnt a lot. They've learnt from experts in the field, and so they've learnt that the type of rope that they use is treated so that it's really soft and it's really not going to be too harsh on your skin, and they've learnt exactly where to put the knot so that they're not interfering with joints and all these kinds of things. Yeah, so it's a really safe practice, but it also does push to the edges. I've been watching it in rehearsal all week. They've been practicing with our beautiful participants, but also some rehearsal models. And they really do push to the absolute point of resistance, which is just so arresting to watch. It's incredible.
No one should ever ask what an artwork means, Nisha, but I'm about to. Like, are there multiple possibilities for what one could observe here and think about here?
100%, because it is shown in a very kind of like sparse and kind of simple way in front of you. It really invites you to make your own meaning. And rope is such a rich metaphor. Every single culture in the world has some relationship to rope, whether that be through the arborists who use it for pruning our trees, to sailing, to crafts as well, you know, to weaving and all of these things. And so, and just as you were doing with the rugby metaphors, ropes similarly lend themselves to so many metaphors. So you'll be reading a lot into it. But really for me, like, I've been reflecting so much on what it means to make art in this time of the world. We're in so much global pain at the moment. And I just think it's so wonderful to sit with this image of these 8 mana wahine rugby players who are so, so strong, have so much power and strength and resistance. And it's such a great way to just sit and practice those things of hope and resistance, power, thinking of them overcoming all of the obstacles and challenges in their career. And we have a player who is in his 60s, mm-hmm. Nina Sio, an absolute legend. And we have a player who is in her 20s and just starting off on her rugby journey. And so there's just, it's really rich. There's so much to read into it, yeah.
Alice Soper, set, bind, engage. Have I got it right?
Nah, it's changed. So it's crouch, bind, set. And it used to be pause, touch, and engage. But yes,
crouch. The word bind is there.
Yes, it is. It's the second word, right? Yeah. So, I mean, when people said to me that they would be tying up this part, I was like, well, we already do it, right? That's essentially what you're doing when you are setting up a scrum, is you are tying yourself together in order to propel yourself forward. And isn't it about time that we start illuminating what people call the dark arts? I'm so sick of people pretending they don't know what's going on at scrum time. So, you know, it's going to be exciting to show the thing I love. Now, Catherine, I'm not sure if you're aware, and for those at home, I'm taking off my jersey now because I've got a tattoo on my arm, which is a love heart with the word scrums in it.
Bicep.
Yeah, because I love them, and that used to be there because when I'd be setting up in the scrum, I'm a hooker. So I would put my arms like that. My opposition would see that I love this part of the game. So, of course, when the opportunity to come and fuse that with art, I was like, yeah, let's go. Love a scrum.
The physicality, though, because the whole point of that setup is not to collapse the scrum. Mm-hmm. There's two hell of forces coming together in here. What do you do when you can't complete that? What does it feel like to be in this position for this long?
Yeah, well, look, I think particularly if you're a women's rugby player, you unfortunately have a bit of experience of having to have a dry run of a scrum without having an opposition there, because you won't necessarily have all those numbers to be packing down against. When I'm coaching, because that's what I do more of now with my local team, Wainui Omata, let's go. I always tell the girls that a scrum is like a parallel park, and that it's all about the setup. So if you haven't got your setup right, you're going to spend time trying to manoeuvre looking like an idiot while everybody's queuing up behind you waiting for the action to go. So you have to work at that setup. It's all about going through that process, that cadence of those three calls. And so, yeah, you've got to take through those steps and set yourself up. But that part where the weight transfer happens, that balance only really happens at that last point of the set.
At the last point.
Yeah.
So when you are in this position with the ropes, are you getting lactic acid in the quads? Are you getting physical responses, or is this the part of the beauty of it as an artwork? Is there a perfect balance there?
I mean, there's a great question. I will be able to tell you tomorrow when I have my first practice. But look, I would imagine, you know, and that was the thing I raised, is that look, this is a demonstration that's going to be going on over a couple of hours, and the reality is the longest scrum I've been in is maybe a minute long. Like, we don't spend that much time in there once we're in that push, but yeah, it should be interesting. We'll definitely be testing the match fitness.
Are you nervous?
Nah, look.
Your scrum will get the gig.
Well, the first scrum I ever had to pack down, I was a flanker. I got picked at two, so picked as a hooker. Had to play on Eden Park against Fia'u Falamasili, who now has a medal named after her, for goodness sake. She took one look at me, knew I didn't know what I was doing, and pinned my head on my knee for the whole time. So nothing will ever be as terrifying as that experience.
What does this art work? And again, you've not actually rehearsed it, done it yet, but what are your first thoughts about some of the themes in your own experience that speak to you or will speak to you in this?
I mean, I think the first thing is the collective power, right? And the thing that we're pulling together a range of different women. Now, when I was asked to come up from Te Whanganui Aotearoa, it was really important to me that we also had, you know, strong leaders from that tāmaki's rugby scene, because there is so many amazing wahine that we don't know enough of their story. And so I'm going to lean into my own rope pun here and say I roped Nina Seal in, and that was important for me. I got to meet her at the Rugby World Cup, big fan of hers. She went to the 1991 World Cup where they each paid $5,000 to represent us. So, you know, it's about time we give her a moment in the spotlight, for goodness sake. So this is having that opportunity to be telling those stories, bringing that collective together. But the other part of it for me is, let's be honest, the idea of having eight women working hard, working together, and our opposition is absent, well, that feels a little bit symbolic of how it often feels in women's rugby at the moment, where we're putting all that effort in, and where is the other half of the game to come and meet it?
You could go on and on, couldn't you? The binding of such power and brilliance and all that energy and all that potential being held back. Or, as you say, it could be a demonstration of that, what do you call, kinetic energy that's ready to unleash. It can be whatever you want it to be. Nisha, over the course of the exhibition, what happens to the mood of the... I mean, are they required to sort of sit there like a still life and not move? Or do things go through moods? Are they allowed to make any noise?
Do you mean the participants or the audience?
Yeah.
Actually, so they are constantly communicating. The artists are constantly communicating with the players because there's something in this practice that is really... Consent is really a huge part of it. While it does feel like quite a sort of a violent image to rope someone together, it's actually a practice that is full of checking in with each other, and there's a lot of care. So the communication is pretty open, but at the same time, we are playing video portraits of each player. We're making short documentaries of each player, and they are playing at the same time. So audience are allowed to come and go. They're allowed to watch for a while. They're allowed to go and engage with these video portraits to really... understand a little bit more about each player's life. So it is very much like you will experience at any gallery, really. But over the course of the 2 hours, which goes alongside the sunset, it does build up to this monumental image of the scrum. And at that point, something pretty awe-inspiring happens. People tend to... Some people have called it a religious experience.
Alice,
which I guess rugby is
a
bit of a religious experience.
We've seen God in the back.
A few prayers at times. Yeah. So.
Look, I don't want to make any promises, but...
Have a fantastic time. Thank you, Nisha Madden and Alice Soper. And as we said, Still Lives, Auckland, Auckland Town Hall on March 30th.